Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, that didn't take long. What am I referring to? Well, I put a quick survey question on my Facebook page recently asking people to comment on some examples they grow weary of waiting for. And within a few minutes, I had a couple dozen responses. And then more kept coming in as the day went on. I think the comments are over 100 now. You know, people were quick to comment on what made them impatient. The list included some things that made me giggle and some things that made me think and some things that really touched my heart. You know, the list included waiting on traffic, which I thought was kind of funny because it's a little bit less now because of COVID, but waiting on traffic, waiting on medical test results, yes, waiting on deliveries of online orders. We order everything now, it seems. Waiting on hold with customer service. Waiting for back-to-school details. Oh, my goodness, how many parents are waiting on back-to-school decisions to be made right now. Waiting in waiting rooms. Waiting for people to respond to your message when they just messaged you. I thought that was funny. It made me giggle. Waiting on retirement. Waiting on love. That touched my heart. Waiting for patience. That made me laugh because I can so relate. Waiting for patience. Oh, waiting for wisdom. Yeah. Waiting on a vacation that has been rescheduled multiple times because of COVID. Oh, that's frustrating. I love this one. Waiting on a short haircut to grow out. Oh, I can so relate. That was great. And so many responses on this. I think we all could respond. Waiting on COVID to end and for fun to return and for jobs to restart. Oh, man. That's the cry of all of our hearts right now. And then my niece, who was the first one to respond, which just cracked me up, waiting for the Big Ten football season. Look, she's my niece. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. What can I say? Well, most of them either made me giggle or made me think or kind of touched my heart. But, you know, those things happen. You know, waiting for repairmen and waiting for people to follow up on their word. I mean, all of these are just examples of a few examples. There are tons we can relate. But probably the hardest area that tests our patience most that we all could respond to is waiting on God's timing. How about you? What are you finding yourself growing weary or impatient as you are waiting? Could you relate to some of the things on that list? I bet we each could. We could identify something or probably several things from that list. Personally, I've been in the waiting room since early March to have my appendix removed. Because of COVID, my surgery was postponed 3 times. It's now scheduled for this Thursday, so I'm eagerly awaiting for this week to progress. And for the surgery, it'll just be a quick outpatient procedure, they say. But I'm waiting for that to be over. You know, each of us, no doubt, this COVID interruption, has caused delays on many levels. And the prolonged prognosis that has us waiting for a vaccine until the end of the year or possibly beyond, it does test our patience. You know, Dr. David Jeremiah in his book, Shelter in God, puts it so well. He writes this, you know, it's hard to be in an extended crisis, isn't it? One long day after the next is filled with moments of stress, anxiety, anger, sadness, hope, and hopelessness. It's a toxic brew of bubbling emotions that eat us alive from the inside out. A toxic brew of bubbling emotions, he says. Boy, can you feel that? Boy, I can. And I noticed in response to my survey question, as well as when listening to friends or neighbors or clients, that no one is just dealing with COVID alone these days. You know, it's COVID plus the other issues of life that existed before COVID, and in many instances will be there after COVID. You know, we are living every day in a COVID plus world, and waiting on things in the midst of it all can try our patience. as we continue to lean into the sheltering Psalms during our COVID plus season of life, we look at Psalm 13 today, one that David wrote when he was weary physically and emotionally. His troubles with King Saul had been going on for years, and David was growing weary, waiting on a resolution, waiting on this conflict to end. He wondered if the Lord had forgotten him and the promise God made that David would be king. So David, a man after God's own heart, took his discouragement, his impatience, his frustration, his fears, his doubts, and he went before God, as he wrote in Psalm 13. David writes this, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, 'I have overcome him,' and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me." Have you been there in your life with a problem that has taken over you? Something like David feels as he cries out, as he pours out his doubts and worries? Well, Dr. Jeremiah writes it this way. He says, "The problem begins to take over in our lives. Have you experienced the frustration of something painful or negative or sad becoming your constant and daily companion? Of course, you know what to do. You've been taught to read your Bible, to pray, to spend time with God's people, but you're no longer dealing with a problem. The problem is dealing with you. It has taken over. It has gotten you into such an emotional bind that no matter how hard you try, you know you can't do the things you should do. It happened to David. He was frustrated by his emotions. That happens to us, doesn't it? I bet you've been there with a problem in your life at some point in time, maybe even now, that's taken over you. I know I have. So did David. But the good thing is, as David shares, God knows. He sees. He hears. And when we cry out, God responds. God is our Jehovah Elohim, our mighty, mighty God. And he is with us, and he is in charge. You know, David is strengthened when he remembers God's unfailing love for him, God's faithfulness to him in the past, and God's unchanging nature. God is always good to us because he is for us. And God is working out all of our COVID-plus world in his perfect timing. He's not forgotten us. He sees us. He hears us. He is for us. And as Dr. David Jeremiah concludes this section, he writes this, "You can choose to lift up your eyes to the heavens, pour out your tears in grief and anger, and say in the very midst of them, 'God, I have no clue what this turmoil is all about or where it is leading, but this is my resolution. I will put my trust in you, and I will praise you with all of my heart unconditionally.'" The same God who has been there for you in the past is the God who is going to be there for you in the future. He will bring resolution in his own time, according to his own purposes. We become preoccupied with our circumstances. God is preoccupied with our character. He will allow the tough times for the higher good of our character until he is finished with the great work that is invisible to our earthly eyes. As David concluded, Psalm 13, "I will sing in the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." Indeed, God has been so, so good to each of us. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live, First Things First, Tele Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.